All right, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Mark Gardner joins us. Gardy, this is this weekend. We remember September 11th, and I always say baseball has a big part of American culture. Baseball was a healing process in September 11th as well, but you were in the middle of it. You were a baseball player in those days. What happened?
Yeah, I was in my final year as a baseball player, and we were in Houston. And I got a call from Rob Nen. He said, "Do you have your TV on?" And I said, "No." I says, "I just woke up." He goes, "You got to turn it on." So I turned it on. I was still kind of confused at kind of what was going on and in disbelief, too. And just listening to the announcers saying that there was a possible terrorist attack and how the buildings were filled with people. And so that day became very somber and a scary thing to find out. Afterwards, that Houston was a target too. Supposedly, the Chevron building was a target. So, baseball stopped for 2 or 3 days, and I think we just kind of got in touch with our families and checked to see if everybody was okay and mourned for those other families.
Yeah, Mark Gardner with us, talking a little bit about September 11th, but being a player in those days, you didn't know. You were stuck in Houston. The planes couldn't get in and out. There was no communication going on. It was a very interesting time just to get through it as a baseball player, because you guys are creatures of habit, and you're out of your normal feelings. How about that?
Yeah, everything was put on hold. Like you said, traveling was not an option. Our families were away from us, so there's a definite scary feeling of things that could happen without you around and being close to the family or having them close to you with you. And so it was, I'm sure the guys back east that had families in New York were going crazy, and it was definitely a real shock for everybody to see that happen on our soil.
Baseball stands up, though, and baseball comes back, and there's a healing part of baseball. It should be here at certain times, and I think it worked.
I think so. I think we had a great deal of impact on the whole country when we came back and showed that we were not going to stop and that we were going to be Americans and continue to play the American game. And to have the New York teams involved also, that was unbelievable and a very emotional time for them and for everybody.
Yeah, as Bobby Cox says, he was very competitive in every single game. But the game that he played with the Mets in Atlanta the first after 9/11, Mike Piazza had a big home run to win the game. He says that's the only game he didn't mind losing.
Yeah, that definitely was kind of a signal back to New York to say, hey, listen, we're still in this thing and we're still thinking about you and give them something to cheer about.
Yeah.
And certainly Bobby Cox is that kind of a professional to know that was the right thing to say.
He's the best. All right, let's segue for a couple of seconds here. This time of year, you're seeing some new faces in the bullpen, not necessarily people you never saw before. Take us through just a few of the new guys up here.
Well, we've got some young guys up here, Broadway, Osich, who we've had our eyes on for a while, and they're finally getting a chance to see what they can do, and I think we like what we see so far. And of course, Strickland's having a great year and been able to stick around and give us quality innings and show us that there is a future to this guy. And some of the older guys are stepping up too. Hobby's having a great year, and Casilla's having an outstanding year. So it's they've been really good. This last road trip was really good for them, and we needed it to stay close to those games and try to get into them and come out on top. It didn't work out that way, but you got to have the bullpen on your side on those games, and it worked out good for us.
Yeah, absolutely. The bullpen's got to be there. Mark Gardner, of course, the bullpen coach. Cody Hall, I love his story of how he ended up at Southern University. Corey Guerin, the Braves used him to the point where he ended up with Tommy John surgery, a side armor. Brett Bochy is up here as well. So there's a few that fans may not know about.
Yeah, there's a couple guys. I think, we haven't even seen Cody throw yet, or Guerin, we haven't seen him throw yet because he was rehabbing in spring training. So I really, other than video, haven't seen him throw live. And Cody Hall, we got a good look at him in spring training because he stuck around. He was doing the job and definitely was on the radar for us. And so now we're going to put him in some situations here and see what he can do. And he might be vying for a job next year here.
Yeah, I love it. All right, this is part of September. Still a long way to go. And I always say until you're 5 out with 4 to go, you got to win a game.
A chip and a chair, they say in poker. So it's, we're still in it, and we're going to continue to prepare for it. And we'll be in it.
All right, Mark, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks.
More coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.